Well, this evening, as the Lord may be pleased to bless us, we'll meditate just on the first four verses, which is verses 49 to 52. And I'll just read those. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Well, the psalmist here, as he begins this section, really, he's praying to God. And he's praying in this way, as he says, remember the word unto thy servant. That means the word that God had spoken to David. And he tells us, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Well, it's a great blessing if God has spoken to our hearts, so that we have cause to hope that it will be well with our soul. And we want to be reminded of that. We want to remind the Lord of his promises toward us. I thought perhaps I would just mention an experience that I have told you before, but I'll just tell you again. And that's when I was a teenager, perhaps 16 or so, and it was a time when they were electing prefects, and I thought I had a very good chance of being elected a prefect. Well, there were only 8 prefects, and when they were all names called out, my name wasn't there. And I remember my friend who was sitting next to me, or one of my friends sitting next to me, and he'd been elected, and he turned and said to me, "Oh, bad luck, Steve." And right at that very moment, the Lord spoke into my heart words which caused me to hope, and they were these. The words of a hymn, "Trifles are theirs, a kingdom yours." Now, I didn't know where those words came, and I remember going home and hunting in the Bible and couldn't find them. I thought, that's very strange. Anyway, I was happy that they emanated from God, because I wasn't thinking about anything particular like that at all. And the Lord dropped those words in. And it was some long time afterwards we actually sang hymn 257, and I realized that was one of the lines in that hymn, "Trifles are theirs, a kingdom yours." And really it was a great blessing to me through that year, because my two principal friends were both prefects and I wasn't, but I was really very content, because I realized the truth of those words. Those things which they were enjoying were really just trifles. And yet, what a blessing it was if God therefore had given me a place in his kingdom. So there was a great difference between those two positions, and it was that which caused me to hope. And many times since then I found it a great encouragement to me, believing that the Lord spoke very mercifully, very wonderfully, very gloriously to me. And it's a word which I have had cause to believe is a good hope, that it will be well with my soul. Well, it's just a very little illustration of my own life, and I do pray that all of you, and you young people especially, might have from God a word given to you upon which you will be caused to hope, that you have a good hope and a hope of spending eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, what I've just said isn't an isolated position. In actual fact, there's a number of occasions in the Word of God where the children of Israel are reminded and remind God of the situation, And in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 3, we read, "Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it." That's with the lamb that was slain, of course. "7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction, for thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life." And I'm sure the Israelites would have looked back upon that day and would have remembered. And that was a cause for them to have a hope that the Lord would bring them safely into the promised land of Canaan. And of course, he did. And again, David himself in the 20th Psalm, he says, "Some trust in chariots, the things of time, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." And so that's a confirmation that the Lord would have spoken to him, the name of the Lord our God, a confidence that the Lord was his God, and therefore to be reminded of it and to remember it before the Lord. It's a great blessing to be able to speak in that way. And then in the Chronicles, we read this, in the first of Chronicles in chapter 17, verse 23. "Therefore now, Lord, let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as thou hast said." You see, this was coming to God and praying that he would indeed remember what he'd said and would not forsake his word and would bless them. What a mercy that was. And then just one final word from Genesis, where the Lord said through Jacob, and Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham," he was praying to his God, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidst unto me." Here he was, you see, confirming what God had spoken to him. "Return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee." So Jacob had a difficult time, but he was able to come and plead this promise with his God. What a blessing that is for us today. The Lord does speak to us and give us his word as a word spoken into our heart. We can remind God of it, and we can pray that it may truly ever be made a blessing to us. And then he goes on to say, "This is my comfort in my affliction." We do walk through this world, and this world is not our home. The word of God tells us it is polluted, and it's polluted because sin has entered into the world. And as we walk in the world, we will find there are times of affliction. They may be a bodily affliction, and more importantly, they may be spiritual affliction. And when we come into those situations, we need to know that the Lord is with us. And the Lord will bless us. And so he says, "This is my comfort." And that's wonderful, isn't it? If we can look to God's word, look to his promises, remember how he's spoken to us. So although we are in a difficult time and a time of affliction, that word is a comfort to us. And how wonderful that is for the people of God. And as he goes on to say, "For thy word," God's word, "hath quickened me." And that very simply means made us spiritually alive. If God has spoken a word into our hearts, which has made us spiritually alive, we won't forget it, because it emanates from Almighty God. And what a wonderful blessing that is. He goes on and says, the proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. We should expect in our life opposition. We should expect people to speak against us, people who will deride our religion, people who will tell us that the word of God is not true, and they'll mock it and try and turn us away from it. And so he says, the proud, because they're proud in what they believe, although it's of no benefit, yet they're proud with it. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. It's good, isn't it, to be steadfast in the truth, steadfast in what God has spoken to us, to be a strength for us. You might remember the Apostle Paul reminds us in his life, in the 20th chapter of the Acts, and he comes and he tells us, after listing a lot of opposition, but none of these things move me. It's good, you know, when we may be mocked and humiliated, and yet none of these things move us. And he goes on, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. How often is the Apostle Paul looking ahead? He's looking past the things of this world to that eternal state, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Yes, he wanted to tell people of the grace of God that he'd received, the free, unmerited favour. And it is a wonderful blessing, and it is a very humbling blessing when we think the Lord has chosen us, called us out of the vast multitudes in this world to hear his voice and to follow him. What a mercy. How humbling that should be. And then he finally says, I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Again, he looks back and remembers the many occasions which are recorded in the Word of God. Of course, he didn't have all the Bible like we do, but he would have had the books of Moses, which very clearly spoke of God's dealings with his ancient people, and probably most of the writings of David and Solomon, etc. So there were plenty of things there to encourage him and to comfort him. What a blessing it was. And you might remember that Daniel, of course, didn't obey the king. And because of that, he was thrown into the lion's den. And the enemies who hated him because of his religion, they said this. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Well, Daniel was faithful. Daniel continued to pray those three times a day in his house with his windows open. Everybody could see what he was doing. He didn't hide in a corner. He declared plainly. And how wonderful it was that God stood by him. And as we know, he was thrown into the lion's den and they didn't touch him all night. And how relieved the king was to find that he had not been touched when he went to go and release him in the morning. So therefore, we have just a few examples, and it would be good for us tonight to therefore remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. And I suppose we ought to just say this, if we haven't got anything that has caused us to hope, and we always need to be honest about these things. We don't want to pretend that we possess something when we don't. But we should remember this. God is faithful. As we spoke on Sunday evening, God is faithful, and he will hear our prayers. He will hear our cry, and he will come if we cry to him, that he will cause us to hear his voice and to hope in his mercy and to hope in his grace and to hope in his love toward us. Well, there's just a few comments tonight to ponder and to think upon, but it's wonderful that the Lord has so ordained these things so that we can meditate upon them and find comfort to our own souls.